Congress to order. Today is February 2nd, 2024. We're in our 10th special session, and we are on day four of our agenda. Congressman Keene, will you please say our morning prayer?
Yes. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We ask that you just watch over our mourners, Lord. We ask that you guide them in the coming days. Just give them peace. We ask that you guide the Osage people. Watch over our loved ones. Just be with us. And we also ask that you just lift any burdens anyone's carrying right now and give them comfort and aid. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
We are now on approval of the journal.
Speaker.
Congresswoman.
Motion to approve the journal dated January 31st, 2024.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Okay, the Appropriations Committee had met on January 31st to discuss ONCA 2395, an act to amend the Osage Fair Minimum Act at 19 ONC 2-103 to raise the minimum wage for Osage Nation employees to $15.75 an hour beginning 2024. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. The final committee action was no recommendation with yes votes from Goodfox, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, and Stabler. We also met on February 1st and discussed ONCR 2319, a resolution to approve a request for a 5% cost of living adjustment for Osage Nation merited employees for fiscal year 2024. I was a sponsor. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes, Goodfox, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, and Stabler. We also addressed ONCR 2408, a resolution declaring congressional consent. This is Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Is that okay, Speaker? Okay, I'm sorry.
That goes on the
next. Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That's all I have. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Speaker. The Commerce and Gaming and Land I had included in my appropriation I apologize. So we also discussed in appropriations, ONCA 2424, an act to amend 2385 to provide supplemental appropriations and appropriation modifications to the executive branch in the amount of $7,584,387 and to establish an alternate effective date. I was the sponsor. The final committee action do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Rivard, Shaw, Hamilton, Stabler, Good Fox, and Redcorn. We also discussed ONCA 2427, an act to amend 2384 to provide authorization modifications to the executive branch for indirect cost, reducing the overall amount by $513,422 and to establish an alternate effective date. Co-sponsors with me as a sponsor were Congresswoman Redcorn and Shaw. We had a final committee action, a do pass with amendments with yes votes from Rivard, Shaw, Hamilton, Stabler, Good Fox, and Redcorn. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Hold on just one second.
Thank you.
Congresswoman. Congresswoman Rivard, I just want to just go over this really quick with you. You have 2424, 2427, 2395, and R2319 that you just reported out from appropriations. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I also have Commerce.
Yeah, I'll get to that. Without objection, I'm going to move ONCA 2427 to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
Second.
And now we are going to go to reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. Commerce, Gaming, and Land met on February 1st to discuss ONCR 2408, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of an amendment to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's approved annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2024. Congresswoman Redcorn was the sponsor. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Lemon, Hamilton, Tillman, Keene, and Stabler.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I appreciate that. Madam Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to amend the proclamation to include ONCR 2410 and ONCR 2411 and place both on first reading on today's agenda.
Motion and a second. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. And we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning to my colleagues, to the Assistant Chief, everyone listening. Reading in ONCA 2428, an act to amend ONCA 23-102 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the judicial branch in the amount of $23,510 for the cost of living adjustment and to establish an alternate effective date. May
continue,
I continue?
Continue, please.
Thank you. Reading ONCR 2410, a resolution to endorse the performance of Lily Gladstone as Molly Burkhart in Killers of the Flower Moon as one that reflects the strength and dignity of Osage women.
Continue, please.
Thank you. Reading in ONCR 2411, a resolution to endorse the accomplishment of Scott George in composing the original song, Wajaji, A Song for My People, for the movie Killers of the Flower Moon, reflecting the pain endured and the healing of the Osage people. Thank you.
Thank you. Without objection, I am going to advance ONCA 2424, ONCA 2395, ONCR 2319, ONCR 2408, ONCR 2410, ONCR 2411, ONCA 2428, ONCA 2419, ONCA 2420, ONCA 2421, ONCA 2422, ONCA 2423, ONCA 2425, ONCA 2426, and ONCR 2409 to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. And that will take us to general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. And the first one that we have is ONCA 2427. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. I have an amendment.
Can you, is your mic on? No, you can sit there.
Thank you. This amendment for ONCA 2427, it was deleted in error yesterday, and I'm going to reinsert page 4, lines 173, insert the following new section, section 2, alternate effective date. The bill is effective upon signature of the principal chief, upon signature of the Speaker of the Osage Nation Congress following legislative override.
That's your motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Without objection, I'm moving us to general order day 3, where amendments are voted on and order received. I need that. Thank you. Bill number ONCA 2427, page 4, lines 173, insert the following new section, section 2, alternate effective date. This bill is effective upon signature of the principal chief or upon signature of the Speaker of the Osage Nation Congress following legislative override. This amendment is prepared by Congresswoman Stabler. All of those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed,
yes.
Say no. It passes. And we are now on third reading. Congressman Keene, how long do you think you guys will need for engrossment?
At least an hour.
Okay. All right. Okay. Without objection, we're going to be in recess to the call of the speaker with the chair of rules and ethics saying at least an hour. If anyone needs to leave, I'll let me know and I will text everyone as we get updates from rules and ethics. We are in recess to the call of the speaker. Thank you.